Welcome to the Chris Avero podcast. I'm going to stop doing that voice. I'm sorry. I kind of like doing voices. It's kind of fun for me, but I understand how annoying that could be, so I'll stop. I'll pull back. Anyway, welcome back to the Chris Avero podcast. I am your host, Chris, and today we're diving into the gray area between healthy and harmful. Oh, yeah. We're talking about fitness, obsession, body image, steroids, and what it really takes to live a life of wellness without losing your mind in the process. This is partially motivation, part real talk, and part are you sure that's protein powder in your shaker bottle? Right? With that, let's dive it on in. When healthy living becomes unhealthy. All right, let's start with a big one. At what point does your healthy routine become your prison, right? I've seen people weigh their broccoli like it's criminal, right? Your body needs fuel, not fear. I have watched so many of my clients drive themselves nuts about diet and what program they're supposed to be using and how you're supposed to train and do all these things. And the crazy part is that they've hired me to do all that for them, and I've given them all of those programs. It's almost as if the industry itself wants you to be insecure so that you have to keep spending money in this industry. Well, that's what it is, right? You can say what you say, but that's what's going on there. So I have tried over the long, many years that I've been doing this job as a personal trainer in the fitness industry, Jose Blow, to just settle people down a little bit. You know, it's there's a lot. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of information to try to jam pack in your brain. And most people are business professionals, and they got other stuff that they think about, and they're just overwhelmed with their life already. And then on top of that, they're going to throw fitness into it because they want to change their lifestyle totally. And that can be a little counterproductive, right? If you're trying to change something and you've been doing something totally the opposite direction for a long period of time, I think it's realistic to think it's probably going to take about the same amount of time where you just have a full turnover. Now, that's not to say you can't see results quicker than that. Absolutely you can. But there are all these components, right? Repetition, right? A lot of times in fitness, we'll talk about repetition, right? You need to do this repetitiously in order for it to take effect, right? Well, I offer you this. You've been using repetition in your previous life just in an unhealthy manner. And it's hard to break those cycles, right? Once you do break the cycle, it's great. But at no point should you feel like you're trapped inside of that life, right? When it gets too rough, if it's just adding too much stress, I'd offer you something's got to give, right? If you're trying as hard as you can and you're not seeing the results you want, you can make small adjustments here and there. A lot of the times, it's a preemptive jumping of the ship, right? You get real discouraged. You're not seeing the results as quickly as you want to. And you want what you want when you want it, right? So, if you're not getting it as quickly as you want it, it becomes very easy to just become hopeless and whatever. I'm just going to give up. This is never going to work. I'm done. And that is where it starts to get very unhealthy, right? This is where it starts to become a prison because you know you need to do this thing to get the goal you want. However, you have no patience, right? So, I think health should support your life and not dominate it. All right, make small adjustments, and over time, a slow trickle will turn into a flood. And that's the thing that'll be most effective, or at least that I've seen that's most effective, right? Small adjustments over time lead to big results over time. Everything's over time. It just takes time. It's going to take time. Body dysmorphia, right? is a big part of that, right? I know a lot of female trainers that I've worked with in the past look fantastic, right? Their bodies are in perfect shape, young, healthy, very fit. And the most common thing said in these personal trainer back locker room areas and stuff, the offices that we all work in and stuff, is these girls think they're disgusting. The last gym I worked at, there's a group of three girls that I was working with regularly, and all of them absolutely beautiful, phenomenal bodies, great work ethics, very smart people. And I would listen to the conversations they'd have in the little break room there, the office that we're in. And I mean, they just, oh, I need bigger boobs, I need lip fillers, and I need butt lifts, and I need this, and I need that. And it's quite the opposite, you know. I'd say you honestly probably, I'm not trying to be mean, but you need a therapist, you know. You need a therapist, because that has nothing to do with fitness. So maybe mental fitness. But, you know, here's a real question. If you hate your body, is getting shredded going to fix that, right? I'll say this as a trainer. You can't outlift a broken mindset, right? Therapists aren't just for cries. They're for clarity. And sometimes the most jacked person in the room is the most insecure. I'd offer you, most times, the most jacked person in the room is the most insecure. You know, in my personal fitness journey here, right? I've talked about in other episodes and just to people in general is I'm not an advocate for steroid use and all this, right? I have started to try peptides. That's very interesting to me. It was intriguing, and being in the industry and stuff, you know, I think it's important to venture outside of your comfort zone and get outside of your box sometimes. So peptides, another conversation we'll have a different time, but those are very interesting. Steroids. It's something that I have just not been interested in. And that's not to suggest that you shouldn't take them if you want to. You should do what you want to do. If you think you want to do them, again, do the research, figure it out, do what you got to do. For me, it's not worth it. And you can understand how humbling it can be working out every day, all the time, for as long as I've been working out. And then going to the gym, and you just got the yoked, dude. I mean, just doesn't even make sense, kind of yoked, just, you know, and you're like, oof. You know, so I understand when you see these people, or when you see something you want to look like, I can understand in your brain where you go into this place where you're like, I need to do this, or I need to do that. But really, for me, I've always been able to revert back to the thought that, you know, my work is my validation, right? I put in the work, I do what I need to do and stuff, and I may not be jacked out of my skull, but I'm very pleased with my body and how I perform. I'm very pleased with the amount of work I've put in over the years to look how I look and to stay as consistent as I've stayed. So that's kind of where I put my emphasis a little bit more. So my final thought here is that no amount of muscle can fill a hole of self-worth, right? Like the muscles you have, that's not who you are, right? Like I said, for me, I put more value over the work. And that's also not to suggest that steroids, if you're using them, you're not putting in work. I beg to differ. A lot of those guys are putting in more work than everybody, and that's why they need the steroids. So again, another misconception is that steroids is like a cheat to get to the place. No, 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 no. Those guys work real hard. I guarantee you they'll outwork you all the time. And then on top of that, they're on drugs, and they are just that much stronger because of it. So, you know, that's not what I'm saying at all. But you need to know what you're trying to do in your life. And if it's coming from a place where you feel unworthy, then I'd suggest, and that's what I've been trying to suggest this whole time, if you'd been listening, that that is probably more of a mental thing than a physical thing, you know? You get solid in your head, everything else will work itself out, right? You'd be proud. You'd be proud of yourself without having a ton of muscles. I think you can. I know you can. Steroids, right? The temptation, the truth, and the exit plan. And this is where some people might start to squirm, right? Let's talk about steroids. All right. When should you use them? My honest answer is most people shouldn't, right? But if you do, do it educated, right? Not out of desperation. You should do it from a place of necessity, I guess, you know? I'll put it in context. I used to, from New Jersey, and right now I live in Hawaii. And at one point I was back in New Jersey. And there was this young kid, a very athletic kid. He was a baseball player. I'm not going to mention his name. Really nice guy. You know, I'd see him in the gym all the time. Young Asian kid and stuff. He was big, real big, like muscular, very, very strong. And it was pretty obvious that he was going that route. He was definitely taking steroids and performance enhancement drugs and stuff like this, fat burners and all this. But he's also getting ready for a show where he's trying to be a bodybuilder. So again, I don't think you can do that, be a bodybuilder, without taking steroids. It's just not realistic. I think he had a general understanding of what this was. In my opinion, the supplier, the guy he was getting the steroids from, who happened to be one of the managers at the gym we were all working out at, which is a whole different bag of fucking nuts. Like, bro, if you're managing a gym, you know, I mean, shit, at least don't sell the steroids where you're working. Like, that's fucking crazy to me. But anyway, this dude was doing that. And unfortunately, you know, the kid was going into his cutting cycle. And, you know, I honestly, this is kind of a rough memory for me and stuff, because I really like this kid. I think he's a very nice kid. Weren't best friends, we were acquaintances. But, you know, I'm in the gym all the time. He's in the gym all the time. We started to establish some sort of a relationship. And, this one day I go into the gym and stuff, and the kid is over there on the treadmill, because again, he's in his cutting phase, and he's got sweats on, he's got like that sweat outfit underneath it, it's like a fucking bag that you wear over yourself, and you just sweat your balls off, it's pretty intense, and he's going at it, and he looks how you should look if you're doing that. He looked like he was dying, and his face just looked fucking terrible. He's all pale, and you know, it was, whatever was happening was working. He's definitely getting more toned and more cut, but I just didn't look good, man. And I saw him. I made a comment. You know, I was like, "Hey, bro, what's up, man?" And he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "Bro, you all good, man?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a cutting phase and stuff." And I said, "All right, bro." I was like, "Well, you know," I was like, "Take it easy, bro." I was like, "You got a long run." Kent, this kid is just fresh out of high school. He's like maybe 20 years old. You know, can't even drink legally. And we laughed. He was like, "Oh yeah, man. Yeah, no, I get it." And I said, "Yeah, all right, do you?" He's like, "You don't look like you get it. You look like you're not getting it." And sure shit, he was not getting it. So. The time period of the year happened to be around Easter. And, yeah, man, this boy woke up Easter morning to his mom. His mom was going into his bedroom there and tried to wake him up. And he popped his head up and he goes to step out of bed, has a fucking massive heart attack. His heart explodes in his chest and he falls face first on the ground in front of his mom. And that was the end of... That was the end of that. He unfortunately passed away, and, you know, is that worth it? You know? It's my true belief that if you're chasing somebody else's standard of what you need to look like, it's only going to lead you to a place that's not going to be fulfilling, right? In the world of steroids, I mean, man, like... Look, you have to understand the risks. I think this kid knew the risks. He's a very smart kid, so I think he understood what he was getting into. Again, in my personal opinion, just mulling it all over in my brain for all these years, it probably had to do with some bad drugs. Like, the guy was just giving him the wrong shit and probably the wrong doses, and then this fucking kid is just going nuts on the cardio, man, and his body just couldn't handle it, you know? And like I said, unfortunately, he passed away, and his family had to... And to deal with all that, and as a young kid, man, you know, had his whole life ahead of him and stuff, but that's what he chose to do, and, you know, unfortunately, didn't make it past it, so, you know, keep these things in your brain if you're considering doing steroids, right? There is a lot of success stories of steroids, just like there are a lot of fail stories. If you look at the majority of bodybuilders, post their competition years, most of them don't look too good, most of them have a lot of health issues. You know, so what I would offer you is, if you're thinking about doing something like that, maybe just do the research and make sure you have a real full understanding as to what it is you're getting into. you know, again, it's a shortcut, man. It's definitely, it's going to get you where you need to go, 100%. But you can do it without that. It takes a little more discipline, lot more hard work. It's rough if you're trying to do that without the steroids and stuff like this. Again, I don't know if you're winning competitions in bodybuilding. If that's your pursuit, get a really good team of people behind you that can support that. Definitely know where you're sourcing your steroids from, because that is a huge thing. And and do what you need to do, man, appropriately. You know, don't max out all the time, like kind of pull back and stuff. You know, a little recovery work goes a long way here, guys. Like, everybody's trying to max out, which is great. I have that philosophy all day, like, right? Like, I go to the gym. I used to work out 6 to 8 hours a day. I'm not even exaggerating that. That's what I would do. It's a lot of working out. And at that point, I started getting into testosterone supplements and things of that nature. And, you know, I understood the effects on my body at a certain point. Like, I could feel, you know, my internals it just didn't feel right, man. It just felt terrible. Like, I look good, but it just didn't feel good. And that's kind of my wake-up call. Like, what am I really trying to do here and stuff? So, you know, I hope we all have these moments of realization where maybe just looking good isn't worth it, you know? Maybe just looking good is not enough, you know? Maybe there should be something else behind it. I don't know what that is, right? It's different for everybody, so you got to ask yourself these questions and figure it out. But if you're going to do stuff like that, definitely have a full understanding of what you're getting into. And then know when you should stop, right? Because it's not a solution to life. It's not a lifetime thing. You're not doing steroids forever. I'm guaranteeing you're not doing steroids forever, right? Right now, a lot of the old steroid guys want to jump onto TRT, which technically we could sit here and have an argument about. Is it any different? It is, but these guys need it now, right? And, like, that's the point, right? Like, you didn't need it before. You could have just put in a little harder work and carried out, you know, carried out that lifestyle until you got to your goal years down the road. But, you know, again, I understand. Most of these people are competitive bodybuilders. It's just not, it's not going to be a thing that you can evade if you're in that lifestyle. But you should definitely know when you need to stop, right? The second it becomes about hiding who you are instead of building who you want to be, I'd say that's the point where you kind of pull out, right? You're good enough, buddy. You're good enough without the roids. Let it go. Another thing is to understand what you're doing. Like, why do you want to get in shape, right? Everyone says they want to be in shape, right? That's cool. But do you even know what that looks like, right? So a lot of it's venture away from the steroid side of it and all these and stuff like that, and more expert level kind of working out guys. Let's talk about you're just getting into it, right? And you're trying to negotiate all these different things in the fitness world, diets and programs and drugs and all these different things. And like I said, everybody wants to be in shape. But do you know what that looks like? Like, really know what that looks like, right? Do you want to be healthy? Or do you just want, like, attention, right? Neither is wrong, but they take different roads. For me, I just want to, well, one, definitely, like I mentioned a bunch of times, is that I just want to be in shape and just be very productive, right? Like, I want to be physically solid. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do physically, right? If I want to work out with my kids or just work out, if I want to work out with my kids playing sports, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to do yard work. That's part of it for me. The other part for me is mental clarity, right? Because you probably can't tell, but I'm a little bit nuts. And I just need a physical outlet, right, for any stress and stuff that I'm going through. So for me, mental clarity and just being able to be physical is kind of the point. And that's what I do. That's why I want to be in shape and I work out all the time and stuff. It was really good to know that, right? Because without that, you just start adhering to what other people want or doing what other people are trying to do. And I don't know if that's going to be fulfilling for you at the end, right? Like, do you need to be bodybuilder competition ready? Or could you just be happy with being able to move around really well, having a higher quality of life? Most people are going to choose the bodybuilder. Most people are going to choose the bodybuilder. It's just my experience. It's every single person I've interviewed for 15, 20 years now. It's the same thing, right? Like if you're a guy, you want to look like The Rock, you want to look like Brad Pitt. Those are the two most common guys, you know? Like, oh, what are you trying to do here? I want to look like The Rock. Like, why? Why do you want to look like The Rock? Because, you know, you're 5'6", and The Rock is not 5'6", and you weigh 120 pounds, and The Rock does not weigh 120 pounds. The natural Rock's body, or The Rock's natural body, is huge, right? The guy's just genetically stronger. He's just a bigger guy. That's crazy that you want to look like somebody else, you know? You never hear, I just want to increase the quality of my life, or I want to be as good as I can be, right? Maybe you hear it once in a while, but more commonly than not, it's you want to look like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in the middle of a competition, and yeah, everybody wants that, you know? Fuck, I want to be a gajillionaire, you know? It's not willing to go murder people for that and do all these crazy things and stuff like this. So, you know, put it in context of what you're willing to do, what you can do, and what you're really looking to do. Those are all very important things to understand. And if you want to change your life, start with changing the story about your life, right? What does that mean? Nobody fucking knows. Nobody fucking knows. I will tell you, it must be really nice. This has nothing to do with fitness. It must be really nice to have a quiet studio where you don't hear background stuff happening. The amount of saws, dogs, and doors that I'm listening to in the background, or gentle murmuring of people talking outside is just insane. Is it not driving you crazy? I feel like I talk about it a lot. It's driving me crazy. I'll get over it, but I'm just saying, it's just kind of crazy. Getting back to the fitness, yeah, it's we were talking about if you want your life to change, you should start with changing the story about your life. I think it is. You can't be afraid of understanding that you've had failure and that you're unsatisfied with where you're at. And if that's the case, you need to accept that. Doesn't mean you're bad, doesn't mean you're not good enough, it doesn't mean any of those things. We can all change and we can all do better. And it's the effort that you put in, that's what's going to get you there. You know, stay consistent, but the effort in the moment, that's valuable. That's what you need to be focusing on and stuff like that. And everything else comes. What, like 50 Cent back in the day said something like he doesn't chase girls, he chases money because girls chase money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so don't worry about abs. Worry about effort, worry about consistency. The abs come with all that, right? You'll get to it. You just got to put in a little work. Don't get too down on yourself. And we gonna be all right. All right, friends. Well, we got into some crazy shit today, right? We were doing muscles are cool, but mental peace, that is way cooler. And that is the real flex, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever your fitness journey ends up taking you, I would say if it's not bringing you to a place of mental clarity, then maybe you should redirect, you know, get off of the off ramp, go down a different road, try something different, you know? Because if you're just driving yourself crazy with all this shit, I mean, what's the point, right? You've already got a stressful life, now you want to be super in shape on top of that, and that's adding more stress to your life. I mean, really, what the fuck are you doing, you know? Maybe you're unsatisfied with something else in your life. Maybe you don't even want to be in shape, you know? I mean, really, try to figure out exactly what it is in your particular story that is making you unsatisfied. And then work towards those goals and stuff. I, again, absolutely support the idea of being in shape, but being in shape doesn't look the same for everybody, right? Like, I personally love weight training, just something I really enjoy doing. I also like calisthenics. I like doing all this gymnastics shit and flips and bends and stuff. And some people don't like that. Some people think it's stupid. But, you know, for me, that's what works. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, for you, maybe you hate weights. Go fucking run. You know, go for long walks, swim. There's a million things you can do out there that are physical that will get you in better shape and get you to where you want to go. But I offer you, if it doesn't bring mental peace, then what is the point? With that being said, thank you for listening to Christopher O Podcast. Stay strong, stay grounded, and hydrate or dirate. You like that? All right. Have a great day. Peace, and I'll talk to you next time.